B-Pod Studios.
O'clock hour, Mike Mussinelli show, brought to us by God Adorned Window. God's big winter sale has been extended through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Any good bets tonight, Tyrone? Anything on a car that you're looking at since you live in Jersey and you can place any kind of bet you want?
I can't go to Jersey tonight to place them. I go right to the Wells Fargo
Center. Oh, that's right. That's right. You got the big Sixers outsiders tonight.
Yeah, so...
In the house, the Sixers and the Spurs.
Yeah, Sixers and the Spurs. So I actually haven't perused the card. I know the Sixers are still 3.5.
Not perused the card yet, huh?
Only the Sixers game. I didn't peruse the card.
3.5 Sixers, who you like?
I actually like the Sixers, pending Butler or Simmons playing. If they're both out, there's no way Embiid could do it by himself.
You like him because they're home, coming off a big win against Houston? You like him to keep it rolling?
That's why. Because they're home, and it's revenge. Because they lost to the Spurs earlier in the season. That's the main reason why. Revenge. But if Butler and Simmons are out, then there's no way they win.
I got a little college play action for you tonight.
What you got?
I'm looking at the Big Ten.
Look at the Purdue, Ohio State.
That's what I'm looking at. You sniffing that out?
Yeah, a little bit.
Ohio State at home, and they are a dog. That means Purdue. Do the do.
Yeah.
At minus one for the Boilers. In Ohio State, I'll take them.
Yeah, I like that play.
Let's go to Dave and Audubon. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mike, you missed. How's it going?
What's going on, Dave?
Not much. First of all, I want to congratulate you on, I forget the gentleman's name. But the guy from the Philly Voice.
Evan Macy, his name was.
I think you really stuck by your points, what you said all week. And, you know, you could have backed, and like when he said at the end, like, you know, you're really tough. And I think that's what makes you, honestly, the best on-air radio personality that there is.
Yeah, oh, thank you, Dave. That's really nice of you. Listen, I just try to ask straight questions. You know,
you stayed with what you said all week, and then when you confronted him voice to voice,
yeah,
you didn't back. You know, I don't want to use the word back down. But.
Yeah, I just wanted to get the answers from his perspective on why he would do certain things that he had control of running that story. So when you're the man in control. I'd like to know what your rationale was.
Right.
You want a general knowledge, bro?
I wanted to make one more comment.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, quickly.
The Roy Holiday. I will. I'll make it.
All right, go ahead.
He had no... You're correct, and he had no... you know, he shouldn't have been driving a car, let alone a plane, and a nose...
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
You know, a nose hair away from the water.
It's unfortunate for he and his family. They lost the father. They, you know, the wife lost the husband. The whole bit. He could have put some other people in jeopardy too. I'm only saying that it should have been part of the story. You're right on Roy Halladay today.
As a longtime journalist, I just wanted to ask you this: how do you slip that into the story?
It's easy.
So positive.
It's easy to slip it in because you got to say how he died. You know, he passed away and he in a plane crash. And reports said afterwards that toxicology reports said that he was under the influence. I mean, it's just one sentence, really.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, man. Hey,
towards the end.
Here's your general knowledge question.
Here it is.
NFL rushers who have rushed for more than 200 yards in a game.
Oh,
in
here we go.
2005, this New York Giant running back twice rushed for more than 200 yards. Who was it?
Twice.
New York Giants, 2005.
Look at Tiki Barber?
Correct. Tiki Barber is correct. 220 and 203 he had that year.
Now, Tiki was an animal.
Go to Tony in Fishtown. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, how you doing,
pal? What's up, Tone?
I just want to touch on something that's been irking me for about 5 days now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching the Chiefs and Patriots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great game, back and forth. They get down in the end. And Andy, you just knew Andy was going to blow it, right? You just knew it. Being from Philadelphia, living through it for 15, whatever how many years he's been here, he was here. So I don't know if anybody addressed this or not. So at the end of the game, in regulation, he chose to kick a field goal with 11 seconds left in the game. Second down. I mean, you can confirm this, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So why did he not go for, like, one death shot? Like, just get it in the end zone. You got Pat Mahomes in there. You can throw it sidearm, left-handed, all this stuff. And he choked again. I was like, why?
Well, yeah, and you see, I disagree with you.
You know?
Yeah, at 11 seconds, you've got a field goal to tie the game. You risk throwing the ball, there's a couple bad things that can happen.
Yeah.
You know, he was close enough for that field goal to a game tire, so I don't agree. I don't think he blew that.
I don't know. I really thought he should have.
He could get an interception in the end zone, yeah, then the game's over. How about if he gets sacked and you can't get the field goal team on the field?
Yeah, I guess. And in hindsight, I guess you could, you know.
Yeah, 11 seconds that close, kick the field goal.
Oof, really? I guess we'll agree to disagree on that one. But, and anyway, I also wanted to say something about how long I've listened to you.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. You're on hold, and you start, like, reminiscing. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember being on Sports Debate, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, you know what? I remember I won a case of beer from you when you used to do morning shows.
Oh, when I was at the WMMR?
Yeah.
Ah.
I remember the question. I woke up to you on my alarm, and it said, just you were reminiscing about things that you had in your grandma's front yard. I think it was a Mary or something, a porcelain Mary.
No, my grandma's never had it, but other people in my neighborhood.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you were calling. You were asking, you know, what do you remember? And I remember calling in and saying, those spare tire flower pots on the front of people's houses.
Spare tire flower pots?
Yeah,
we cut the tire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a nice look. Spare tire flower pot. You know, I like the half flower pot.
What is it?
People put the, you know, they break the pot and it's a half a pot and it looks like it's a spilled pot, but it's got a flower coming out of half the pot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you seen the toilet flower pots?
No, I have not.
There's some in Fishtown. I'm not kidding.
No, I haven't seen those.
That's gross.
They save parking spots with toilets, too.
We didn't have any cheesy stuff outside. We had our cheesy stuff inside. No, we didn't have cheesy stuff outside. It was like a straight backyard, straight front yard and backyard.
All we had was the Mary. We had a Mary.
A basketball hoop in the backyard with no asphalt down.
I remember we were getting rid of a couch. And we asked our dad to put it outside. Now, it wasn't trash day yet. So the real reason the couch was in the backyard, he told us it was because we were like cool. But really, it was like, it'll stay in the backyard till Sunday. And then it goes out to the trash. Before we got a chance to sit on it, the strongest human being in the world put a whole adult couch on its shoulder and hurdled our fence and took the couch.
Wow.
I was like, this guy's the strongest human being. He by himself, a whole couch, and straight hurdled a fence.
Wow.
And ran off with a couch. Our clubhouse couch.
You donated a nice piece of furniture to somebody.
Yeah, but what about our clubhouse?
Well, because you had a clubhouse?
Well, that's what my dad said.
It was like the Four Aces in Bronx Tale.
It's Friday in the summer, right?
Yeah.
The clubhouse would have been going by Sunday night because my dad was going to take the couch to the trash. But he made us think in our minds we were going to have a clubhouse couch sitting outside. And before we got a chance, the guy put it on his shoulder and hurdled the fence and took off with the couch. So no clubhouse couch. And then that dissolved the clubhouse. And then we had
There you go. Was that the end of the clubhouse? That was it. That you never tried to rekindle the clubhouse.
Well, my dad wouldn't let us.
All right.
Well, that was the end.
Stu Maple Shade. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stu.
Hey there, Michael. Good afternoon to you guys.
What's up, Stu?
Enjoying your show. Hey, a couple things I want to touch base with you. But first, you know, happy for Roy Halladay and the family, especially getting to the Hall of Fame. Big for the family.
Yes.
Enjoy the celebration, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, personally, I'm a 59-year-old guy. I'm a Steve Carlton guy. I mean, so many many memories of him going after the best of the best. And to me, what's kind of almost like, and it's not called the golden era of baseball, but just a time where baseball was really, really awesome. It was really like the sport, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. And watching him get up against the best of the best, man, you know, for years and years and years. And it was always on the edge of your feet, or edge of your seat, I'm sorry, watching him shut him down, you know, just thinking of the great guys he went up against. I mean, to me, that's my...
It was similar. He and Halliday were similar in that they were machine-like.
Yeah.
You know, they just got the ball and they mowed you down. And I love the craft of pitching, the way they used it.
Yeah, yeah. But for me, I guess Carlton's really in my heart of number one. But
yeah.
Happy for the family, you know.
Yeah, sure.
For the Halliday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've got the big game coming up in a couple weeks. And, you know, I do not like the Patriots. I cannot stomach... you know, Belichick anymore or Brady. So I'm going to be pulling for the Rams. But my brain's telling me, hey, man, the Patriots are going to, they're going to destroy them. You know, they're going to beat them. So I'm not sure what would be any kind of an angle to throw some money at it, because we always throw money at the game.
Yeah.
Without getting
it's a tough call. It's really a tough call. I had a feeling that maybe the Patriots' luck ran out last week, even though he's the best of all time. I think I may ride the Rams.
Yeah, I
may have to ride the Rams.
Yeah, my brain's telling me Patriots all the way, but I don't know if it's an over and under bet I can do. I mean, I don't know what to do without just knowing I'm going to lose.
I think I may go straight money line Rams.
Yeah?
All right, man, here's a general knowledge question for you.
Okay.
Complete the lyrics. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but blank, blank, blank.
But the levee was dry.
There you go. Don McLean, who wound up playing for the Sixers later.
Yeah. Had a nice little run.
Don McLean from UCLA, right?
Yeah. They had so many stiffs in Sixers history. There's so many stiffs.
Yep. Jim in Havertown. Jim, again? You haven't learned your lesson this week?
Right. Yeah. I can't believe you're saying that. Excuse me, I was eating.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's some nice chicken parm. Can't refuse that much. You got delivered early.
Yeah.
Okay. Going to say, yeah, you're first. I will give you credit, of course, like the other guy did. I'll say the same thing as he did. Just let me reiterate everything he said. The interview was great. You didn't let the guy get his feet away from the coals at all. But I will say, the guy also came off completely credible. Agreed?
The guy came off credible?
As his job, yes.
I didn't think he had some answers to things that he should have had.
All right, so we'll agree to disagree on that. So the interview was great, though. That's why I listened to you.
Well, thank you.
But anyway, I'll get back to this where I'm going to criticize you. Roy Halladay, brother, I read this stuff years ago. I reread it while I've been waiting for you. And there is the word I love in it, the autopsy report from the guy who did the autopsy. There was nothing clandestine in his drug toxicology. That's why it is not reported as a cause of death. It is not part of the cause of death. Is drug toxicology.
He said that clandestine means there was nothing illicit.
Illicit enough for him to report it in the autopsy. He died of blunt force, trauma, of course. And what's the name?
Yeah, I don't know what story you read, but I've got four stories that say the opposite.
I'm telling you, brother, read the official autopsy. It is not reported.
You have the official autopsy? Where'd you get that?
I read it on the internet. What's that, hard to get nowadays? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Well,
so I'll agree to disagree about that one.
Yeah.
Your producer told me I won't mention your worst episode that you're known for, but do you want your worst episode you're known for part of your eulogy in the paper? Not eulogy, but your write-up in the paper?
If it caused me to die, I would have to be in it. It's the stupidest thing. You never connect the dots, Jim. You know, like, here's the deal. If I died with blunt force trauma fighting some producer, don't you think that's going to get in? But if I died of natural causes, there's no reason to put in the other thing.
Right. Had Roy Halladay lived a longer life and the plane crash, he had survived it and was fine, I don't think it would have made the obituary.
I think Jim's head's lined with asbestos. Certain things just don't get in.
Right. And he's the only person, literally the only person, who says that he came off credible. Some people are nicer than others. Some people say he sounded like a nice guy. Everyone said he didn't have the answers except for Jim.
Well, because that's his way of giving a shot to me. That's what he does.
Didn't work.
All right, let's go Marcus in North Philly. Marcus, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Marcus.
Hey, Mike, I just want to say what's going on. It's my first time calling into your show.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, I want to talk with the Carson Wentz debate thing. I think it's a whole bunch of hogwash. I mean, the kid does good when he's playing. Everybody's on the Wentz wagon. Mm-hmm. As soon as he gets an injury or he's not doing good, there's all types of controversy. Come on, it's hogwash. There's water underneath for the bridge. Wentz is the starter.
There might be a couple of guys that said that. I mean, you can't tell. There could be a couple guys that said that. Is it symptomatic of how the whole team feels is what right. the real issue should be?
I mean, yeah, true. But then you got to think about some of the guys that he was throwing the ball to that wasn't catching it. Right in the numbers. They was dropping it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to stop giving me the ball, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know who said what.
But I agree with your point, what you said earlier, you know, the situation where, okay, who has a better hand? Nick Foles or Carson Wentz? Nick Foles is doing the thing, so, hey, that's who I'm riding mm-hmm. with. You know, team's a team. We all players. Maybe some fools go, hey, that Ertz got too many touches.
Mm-hmm.
What about me? I'm left out. I mean, yeah,
there are some suspects you can see. The thing is, which is what we're left with. The people that didn't come out with the positive tweets, right? Mm-hmm. Right away, you think, oh, they must have been the guys. They must have been the sources.
Right.
And that's probably dangerous to think that way. So.
Right. So that's all I wanted to say about that. Now I'm going to go into my glorious picture.
All right, you want a general knowledge question before I leave?
Say it again.
You want a general knowledge question?
Sure.
You got a chance to go to the auto show if you get this right.
All right.
So this is who did that 1990 song that was number one? And we'll go with this one here. 1993, Sabotage.
Foo Fighters?
No, man. Sabotage was the Beastie Boys.
Oh, man.
The Beastie Boys. The heyday of Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Sabotage.
Huh.
What?
No, I was thinking about that song now. No, I was thinking about that song because then they had...
Play a little Sabotage.
And then by the end, then it was... after that, it was... They had like a hiatus after that. The Intergalactic was the one after that. That was like
five.
Yeah, but that was like 5 years later. This was like, yeah, that, they had a little, they hit the skids a little bit as a band after that. That's what made me think about it. That's all.
All right, let's get Jordan and Westchester in here. Jordan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jordan?
Mikey, there's a good and a bad about coming on right after Jim from Haverford.
What's the good?
The bad is I have to tread lightly because you're already annoyed. The good is anything that I say is going to sound intelligent, so it doesn't really matter.
That's a pretty good call, man. Actually, he didn't agitate me today. He just said, you know what agitates me? What anybody says, much less Jim. Well, I'll have to agree to disagree. I hate that with a passion.
Dude, he says it every time he calls.
have to agree or disagree.
Yeah, he just likes to poke the bear. You just got to let him roll off the back.
Yeah, I got you.
So I want to talk to you about Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's two things this team lacks that might prevent them from, you know, getting the championship this year, because I think they have the talent to do it. I think one of them is a gritty player. I don't see anyone that's going to go out on that court and, you know, theoretically punch somebody in the mouth. And I think they lack that. And I think it's not a key piece to win a championship, but it definitely does matter. You need to have that, you know, tough guy that can take a couple shots.
Are you saying that they're good enough to win a championship now, or they need that to win it?
No, I think they need another key player off the bench to win a mm-hmm. championship, but I think they can get that. I don't think the lack of grit is gonna necessarily make or break them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what is going to make or break them is not having somebody to close out a game, because I haven't seen it yet this year. And
Butler's a pretty good closer.
I know he is, but he's not taking the initiative to do it on this team, Mike.
He's won three games for him already. Now, he went and won the other night, which is the most prevalent in our minds.
Yeah, well, I mean, he got the steal, and he was about to win it, and then he lost it for him. So, you know, I hope that he ends up playing a bigger role in the end of everything.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree that he has to be a bigger role.
Yeah.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
All right, yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. It is general knowledge. The last James Bond has been Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Who starred as James Bond before Daniel Craig?
Pierce Brosnan.
That's correct. Pierce Brosnan was the Bond before Daniel Craig. James and Bala Kinwood, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
Hey, Mike, I got the worst case scenario for next year for Carson Wentz.
What do you got?
And the Eagles. Carson comes in, he has an MVP season going, he's 11-2. He gets hurt. Sudfeld comes in, wins the Super Bowl, and then you have the rise of the Sudsian Society.
Sudsy? Sudsian Society?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting little proposition. I don't think it has a shot in hell happening, because I don't even think he's going to be the backup next year. I think they're going to sign a backup.
Well, where's Sudfeld going to go?
He'll be there as the third guy.
Third guy?
Yeah.
I thought he played well enough that we've seen him. Where did he play well?
Was there a pickup game in your neighborhood where he looked good?
He came against the Cowboys, right? Did he complete like 10 passes in a row?
When?
2017.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played that last game.
Yeah, that's not enough for me.
Okay. All right, that's all I got.
All right, general knowledge?
Sure.
NFL 200-yard rushing games.
Okay.
All right. In 2003, this guy, he had a short career in the NFL, but he rushed for 224 yards for the Denver Broncos. And I recall that the Eagles were very interested in drafting this guy. I believe he went to Georgia. I think it was Georgia. Let me find out where he went. All right. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about here?
I do not.
No.
No.
All right. He played. Let me give him the college. All right. He went to. I think he went to a Southeastern school. He went to Georgia. Yes. He went to Georgia. He was the 12th pick in the 2009 NFL draft, and the Eagles were definitely interested in taking him.
McCallum.
No.
Oh.
No Sean Moreno.
Yeah.
How about that bust-out name?
He never lived up to
Boy,
it.
Boy, he went out of this league quickly, didn't he?
Yeah, was it the Patriots? He ended up with the Patriots for a while, and it didn't work out.
Nope. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Your calls, sound off, still to come. Right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit familyautos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
That impact player that I mentioned earlier, and that's Roy Halladay, getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, along with Mariano Rivera, Mike Mussina, Edgar Martinez. But there's a couple other things that I want to hit on here with Roy Halladay that is just absolutely incredible. They released this, like, 6 to 7 minute video.
Oh, I got goosebumps, like, 4 times.
It's on the divisional series against the Reds. Roy Halladay is a no-hitter in 2010. The guy comes out, has a perfect game, then all of a sudden he's got a no-hitter in his first ever playoff game. Yeah. Are you serious? Incredible.
Middays with Gargano and Mertedis.
I was a huge Halladay fan.
Yeah.
He was an amazing baseball player. Guys can work hard in baseball, and then there's this other level.
Roy Halladay was a world-class surgeon, the way he approached the game. And it was a master class in the art of pitching.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
If you've got a majority of the people in that locker room feeling that way, then you've got a story. If you've got a few people who may have an axe to grind for whatever reason it is, do you really have a story?
I mean, clearly there is a story.
The story is suggesting there are problems in the Eagles locker room because the quarterback is selfish and egotistical. That's what the story is suggesting.
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic. The voice of the Philly sports fan.
Final Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Snowblowers.
I was like, do I go now?
Generators, small engines, every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will help you keep you going this winter. I just heard that sound bite and I felt like I was bullying the guy, so I was a little off. Did I bully him?
No. Man, that was deep into the interview. Yeah.
You asked
that one soundbite sound like I bullied him.
Not at all. No, that was deep. Right. That was about 12 minutes, 13 minutes in.
All right.
You asked some tough questions.
All right. Thanks for getting him that, Nat. I know you were helpful in securing that.
No problem.
Yeah, it was good work by you. Okay, so what did our final number say?
Over 4,700 votes on this today. Is Roy Halladay the best Phillies pitcher that you've personally seen? 75% say yes, 25% say no.
All righty. Now, last night when I left here, I had a hankering for Indian food.
Oh, what'd you get?
I ordered a little Indian online. I got, the problem with Indian food is your end tab is very expensive.
So expensive.
It's not like Chinese food, you can get away with a $14 dinner.
Yeah. No, because you have Indian, to add the naan.
Yeah, Indian, mm-hmm. You're at 25 before you're blinking.
Yeah.
So you go app, and you go entree. Well, I had a little chana masala for my entree last night with a little chili chicken.
Oh, that sounds
good.
Which
was an excellent app. Chicken, garlic, herbs, spices, the chana masala, the chickpeas, the ginger, and the pomegranate.
That sounds great.
It was really good. And so I went in it with the idea, it's a big portion, too. So I go one portion, and I'm good. An hour later, you smell it, like it's in your nose.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't put it away yet.
Yeah.
I think I'll have the rest.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm a panak paneer girl myself.
Oh, yeah? You're a paneer?
Yes.
There you go. You like the cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it the cottage cheese?
No, it's like the square
thick
cheese.
Square, thick
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. Sean Swedesboro, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey guys, good to talk to you first time this year. I heard a little bit of your interview and then I had to get out and get involved in something, and then by the time I got back it was done, so I didn't hear all of it. But what I did hear, and I have to agree, to me there's no story here. Like, it's just that in every organization in the country with 12 or more employees has this going on, where there's somebody.
We lost you. Did we lose you? Sorry, Sean, we lost you. We talked a little bit about the headline in the story. And the headline says, exclusive, sources inside Eagles paint Carson Wentz as selfish, uncompromising, and playing favorites. All right, that is telling you that you're about to read a story where there are problems in the Eagles locker room. But that's not the case the story made, and that's my beef on it. T-Love, Collingdale, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, T-Love?
Hey, what's going on?
T-Pain from Collingdale.
Hey, man, look. You're starting trouble with my team. I don't like it. You know, let's get ourselves together and wait for next year. Don't worry about all of that stuff. Carson Wentz is going to be fine. I mean, why start this kind of stuff?
Well, who are you talking about? Why start who? Who started?
I mean, this guy that wrote this article.
Well, he's a writer. He doesn't care about starting. Like, he's not getting paid by the team.
Yeah, he's looking to make a name for himself.
Well, he's not getting paid by the team, though. You got to do your own damn job. You don't worry about what you're causing with the team.
Yeah, well, who gives a damn about what he says anyway? So, hey. Here's the thing about it, man.
Uh-huh.
The best picture that I've seen, and your numbers are probably from the tweet generation, Steve Carlton's the best mm-hmm. that I've ever seen mm-hmm. pitch for the Phillies, because I'm from that era.
Mm-hmm.
And Halladay, man, was a joy to watch, and I got to put him up there at number two.
I saw Carlton. I've never been more entertained watching a pitcher than watching Halladay, to be honest with you.
Right, Right. Well, I did say entertain. Mm-hmm. You know
what I mean? Well, yeah, I thought he was just brilliant. Now, Carlton was too, but there was something about Halliday that took brilliance up to another level, the focus and I don't know what it is. Carlton was equally great, but I enjoyed Halliday more than Carlton.
Yeah, well, and then Carlton stayed around too long.
He did. It probably tainted it for me.
Yeah, and another thing, man. Just to add this on, man. I don't know what's going to happen with the Hall of Fame, but it just seems to me like for years, man, it's been like a buddy thing. I really don't understand. Now, wasn't Edgar Martinez part of the dope generation?
No. He was never involved in that, but he was a DH. That was his drawback.
Okay, he never. Okay. All right. Well, I still think these guys, man. Wouldn't Bonds have gotten in on his numbers before the home run?
Don't know. A lot of people say that. I'm not so sure he would have.
Yeah. Well, what about Roger Clemens? I mean, are all these guys.
A lot of career was influenced by that, so I don't know about that either.
So all of these guys forfeit their eligibility.
Eventually, the voters get younger. It means less to the voters who grew up in the steroid era than the old codgers. So I think eventually they'll get in. Coming up 5 minutes time, sound off right here, 97.5 Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. By the way, yeah, Sixers tonight. No Jimmy Butler. Uh-oh.
Yeah, no word yet on...
The change the landscape.
Yeah, no word yet on Simmons. And Embiid's questionable, but I'm 99% sure he's playing.
Really? Maybe you might have to give this one in? Or give this one up? You have to know how to lose sometimes in the NBA.
Yeah, you know what? If you got no Butler and no Jimmy, does it make sense to send Embiid out there?
Might have to.
Yeah, you might concede. That's a good point. But there's no word yet on Simmons yet. So,
no, let me just see what the odds are. Yeah,
I think it went to 2.5.
It did.
Yeah.
I like the Silver Spurs tonight.
Yeah.
610-771-9705 is how you get in. Let's go to the phones.
Why in the world would you complete the story for Roy Halliday and include that he was under the influence? How's that completing the story? The Hall of Fame is about being a great player.
Yeah, you don't know anything about journalism, bro, but thanks for calling.
When I'm listening to this guy, and you're kind of grilling him with questions I guess maybe he wasn't expecting, point blank, the guy didn't do any research on the gentleman who wrote the story. He put this big, fat headline out there so he could get people to come to his blog.
Well, that's really his job. Listen, the Philly Voice is just trying to fight a lot of websites for attention. They get their main competitions, Philly.com. They're way behind them. And, it's tough running something like that. The finances, eventually they run out. So you got to get some attention so you can get some advertising. And so you may cut a few corners before you, put a story in the paper.
I love how people are comparing Carson to Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and all these Super Bowl winning quarterbacks when it comes to having an edge. or fighting with your offensive coordinator or having an ego. Carson Wentz has not won a playoff game, and he hasn't won a Super Bowl. He has to earn it.
Yeah. Yeah, and? And the point of that was what? He's, yes, we all know he has to earn it. That doesn't mean you have to take points away from him because he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. He still has a lot of his career left.
I always said Carson physically resembled Big Ben, played like Big Ben on the field, and now it sounds like he has a demeanor of Big Ben. By the way, I have no problem with that. Big Ben's been to 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it either. Again, unless it rips the team apart, which I think they were trying to make the story sound like. But you got to do a better case to that. You got to make a better case for that.
The Sixers are good. Like, they win like 2/3 of their games. And yet, well over half the conversation is negative, including from the fans. I guess it's going to be okay.
Is the conversation negative, Tyra?
Yeah, he's talking about, like, a lot of the callers that call in, they call for 3 reasons. Ben Simmons jump shot, fire Brett Brown, or to somehow criticize Embiid for something. While, and when we get a win, people get excited, don't get me wrong, but you get the a lot of the callers end up saying, yeah, they won, but Brett Brown did something like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I think he's talking about, and I can't argue with him. That is the bulk of what we hear, no matter how many games.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the whole thing is spurred on by the fact that, see, if this fan base is convinced that they actually win the East, you wouldn't hear the nitpicky complaining every day.
That call against New Orleans was egregious. Everybody's seen it. The experts even said it. They would have had the ball on the 5-yard line, first and goal. Tell me they couldn't have scored. That was the game. If that happened here in Philly, boy, they'd be storming Goodell's office with torches and pitchforks like they do in the Frankenstein movies.
Yeah, I know. I locked it. Locked the official up. Capital punishment. 25 to life, Tyrone, for that official that make that call. Because, you know, it lost the Saints the game even though they took the lead.
Doesn't Andy Reid, they deserve a little bit of heat for not running the clock down before they scored that touchdown in the fourth quarter? Shouldn't they have ran a play or two without scoring instead of leaving Tom Brady 2 minutes, which we all knew he was going to come back and win the game?
Well, you're not guaranteed that you're going to score. So if your running back busts through and they score, what are you going to do about it?
The Patriots also, there's other teams, they didn't tackle him. They let him score. Andy ran the ball hoping, and the Patriots got out of his way. They let him score. And he's not going to take a knee because what happens if he fumbles the next snap or something like that? Then you lose the game right there.
Yeah.
It looks like L.A. got the better quarterback out of the draft. They got a guy who's about to win the Super Bowl. We got a guy who already acts like he's won the Super Bowl.
Well, that's what the story says. Say you're reading the propaganda. Let me read the quote. This was Carson Wentz's biggest enemy. Is Carson Wentz, one source said. He's had his ass kissed his whole life and sometimes act as if he won 10 Super Bowls when he hasn't played in, let alone won a playoff game yet.
I called you last week, and I was telling you how the Eagles are going to get blown out by the Saints. Well, they didn't get blown out, but they got beat. Hey, I just wanted to rub it in a little. 9 Super Bowl appearances coming right up. Tom Brady and the Patriots. Hey, but at least Philly, you'll have the Super Bowl to go to. At least you guys will have the cornhole tournament. Awesome, huh? Go Philly.
See, I'm completely disarmed by that call. It's obnoxious. You know, you want to smack the guy. But I have no retort.
This Wentz guy is your quarterback. This is who you're trying to convince Philadelphia that is the man of the future instead of Foles. And in 2 years, when we have another T.O. situation and Nick Foles has a ring with Denver, don't come calling me.
T.O. situation with who? Carson Wentz? Come on, man. Seriously? They're taking it too far.
I think that the Sixers should not re-sign Jimmy Butler. I think that they should be looking at a Bradley deal and definitely not trading Ben Simmons.
Did he say they should be looking to sign Jimmy Butler?
He said he shouldn't sign
Jimmy
Butler.
But
they should look into getting a Bradley deal
because
he's available.
Yeah, he's not available. You had to trade for him. So, he's not, you can't pluck him off a tree, although I'd love to. All right, close it down now.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them. Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
All right, that was Sound Off. Future reference, 610-771-9705. Our winner today, well, everybody who answered the question right got tickets to the auto show. But our special winner got tickets to the auto show and a jar of Prego signed by Jason Martinez. It'll be coming to you soon, wrapped in bubble wrap in a box. Mike Murray from Blackwood is the lucky recipient of the Prego. Nice job, Mikey.
That's a great product.
It really is.
Put that
is
on the mantle.
Yes. Don't ever use it. Of course, if you want to use it, you can still use it in like 2050. Devon's next. Sixers and Spurs. This thing would survive a nuclear holocaust.
It probably was.
Sixers Spurs after Devon, 8 o'clock game. And without Jimmy Butler tonight, and Devon will wrap around. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.